Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Salamander Jones, and you're listening to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
Hell in a Cell Radio!
Good evening. I am your host of this very special edition. It's a Walking Dead retrospective and looking forward to Season 3, which debuts AMC 9 p.m. this Sunday. I am your host. I am Double D. You can find me on Folsom County. Joining me, as always, is none other than the above-average comedian, Dan the Man Law.
Hi.
Where can the people find you, Dan?
DanLaw83.
You sound so excited.
I am enthralled.
Okay, Breaker Morant now. Moving right along. Omega Squad, how are you this evening?
I'm fine, and I'm here to answer the musical question. What's in your head, zombie?
What is in your head?
Waka waka.
Waka waka.
I'm not sure what the reference is there.
Oh, that's twice in a week, Dean. Hang around.
I'm selling Wikipedia. Now, Omega, where can the fine people find you?
The fine people can find me on the Twitter, at Omega Squad.
On the Twitter. Now, our special guest tonight, we are teaming up with the Dream Warriors podcast. If you are a fan of this show, you certainly should be a fan of theirs, because we have certainly talked a lot about the Dream Warriors on this show. Now, introducing first, I'm not sure if there's like a host, a co-host type of thing, but introducing first, I'm going to say...
Lovers.
Magoo, how are you tonight?
I'm good, man. Pretty fucking pumped up for this podcast.
And yep. We're off and running.
Oh, sorry.
It's 5 seconds in, we're good.
He is pumped up. Now... I have a little thing here for our next guest.
Jumping in puddles, skipping down the hallway. Head goes to the petting zoo, he loves John Holloway. Moving no that night, quick and cute as a thimble. Batting his eyes at every puppy he sees. If you look inside yourself, you might be surprised when you find a little boy named Spiders.
Well, that's just me. Yeah.
All right, that is none other than Alex. We like to call him Butters.
Butters.
Butters, how are you doing tonight?
I feel like I've got my wrestling intro right there.
Yeah, I should come skipping down to the aisle like that, waving everybody.
I would actually stop to pick up like a file off the ground, smell it, and put it back down.
All right, guys. Now, where can the fine people find you? Where can they find the podcast?
iTunes and Podbean at Dream Warriors Horrorcast. So, yeah.
That's right. I switched my voice into Steve.
Well, you throw your voice and sound like somebody else. Crazy.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
That's a really good party trick.
Now, how can you guys, do you have Twitter accounts? I know you do, but tell the people.
At www.twitter.com/darkjedi313.
I quit.
And Alex, where can the people find you, Alex?
Mine is Dream Warriors HC.
All right, so there it is. Guys, we've had 2 seasons in the books of The Walking Dead. Now, the first season I want to get into first. First season was very short. It was 6 episodes.
Thank you. Now,
what were your favorite moments? And this is just a question for everybody. I'll start with Dan. It will go Dan, Omega, Magoo, and we'll end with Butters. Your favorite moments from that first season. So go ahead, Dan.
I tell you what, the things that stick in my mind of the first season is Shane and the tank. For some reason, that just sticks in my mind. That part I watched over and over again. The other part that I really, really liked, again, it sticks in my head, is the very end of the first season. The whole CDC. I'm going to shoot my phone if you can hear that. The whole episode of the CDC when and I don't know the character's name, the doctor that kills himself. Oh, spoiler alert.
Jenner.
Jenner. Yeah, thank you. Jenner. Thank you. Thank you. Plus, you know, Peter Gabriel was the music at the end of that one.
Now, Omega, your favorite moments from that first season?
The parts that really stick in my mind, like Dan said with the CDC, where they explain, you know, what exactly happens. And you see how the brain shuts down and then kind of reanimates. That whole I don't know. I'm a sucker for exposition, I guess. Then the point where they're in the department store and they're kind of trapped, the zombies are pounding on the glass doors.
Yes.
I liked that as well. And then, you know, the scene on the roof with where they leave
Michael Rooker.
Yeah, Michael Rooker, Merle. When they leave Merle, and then they come back, and then there's just the hand there.
Good.
Mallrats had a bad night.
Yeah.
All right, now Magoo, how do you feel about that first season?
I think my favorite part was when Rick first got out of the hospital and he comes across the farm with the two people and said, "We ask for forgiveness." Whatever written on blood on the wall, they both killed themselves.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't deal with the world. I just thought it added a lot of weight to the whole show, and it kind of sold me right then and there.
Very good. Now, how about you, Alex?
And there's just a couple of things I like, but the one thing that kind of drove me nuts was, like, during the finale.
The Peter Gabriel song?
Of course.
Yes.
No, when the scientist, what was his name again?
Jenner.
When he whispered something into Rick's ear, and he didn't tell you for so long what it was.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't find out until the season 2 finale.
Yeah, so you have to wait 13 more episodes. Have fun with that.
But it was, like, the question that, I mean, everybody kept on asking, like, what was that, what was said, and, like, are they ever going to answer it?
I love you.
Now, the...
that's what I was thinking.
The part for me, I think, that sold me on that episode was when Rick goes to Bicycle Girl, and at the same time, I forget the guy's name, he goes and he has to shoot his wife in the head. You never find out if he did.
What the hell is his name? He's talking to him the whole time on the walkie-talkie, for crying out loud.
Until the season 2 premiere, but I forget the guy's name.
Was that Dwayne?
Dwayne,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Dwayne has to, you never know if he does, if he shoots his wife.
Don't they show it?
No, you never see it.
No, they show her, like, start walking away, and then they never show it again.
That's right, because
she comes here every night.
Yeah.
He aims the gun at her, remember that.
Yeah, he does put her in the crosshairs, but you never see it. It's an unanswered thing. And Rick, of course, puts Bicycle Girl out of her misery. That was the part when I said...
Yeah, she's a bitch.
Boom.
He starts to come unhinged.
Yeah. So sorry to interrupt, but it's Morden and Dwayne is the son. I mean, I just don't want you guys to get that fan mail. Actually,
Very good. Magoo is on top of things now.
No, he's not. He is.
The internet would have exploded.
He usually is on top, so he has two kids.
The win. Now,
thank you. Thank you very much.
Least favorite parts of that first season, and again, same order.
Oh, God.
Go ahead, man.
And I'm gonna throw this out here because I have to say it like this. I never read the comics, and I'm a big comic fan, and I never knew these comics existed. So you can all smack me when you see me in person.
I'm with you, Dan. I never read the comics, so you know.
Thank you. Well, nobody's gonna smack Chris. I meant Rick with the tank, not Shane with the tank.
Yes, I wasn't sure.
We're all kinds of effed up today. I have friends listening, so please call in and back me up on this, man.
Come on, least favorite part, Dan. Come on. My
least favorite part? I didn't like Lori screwing around with Shane.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what a bitch.
No, man.
The body's not even cold, and her vagina's getting warm.
It was much quicker in the comic, though. Omega, go ahead.
Slut. You know, the whole storyline with Carol and Sophia and her husband there, who was just abusive to Carol that. There.
His name was Joel.
I couldn't remember what his name is, I just thought it was kind of superfluous, and I don't know, it didn't really add anything.
And that's not even in the comic, just to make that point. Now, go ahead, Magoo.
Well, just to add on to your point about the whole thing with Shane, I think in the comic it was just a one-night stand kind of thing, and Shane caught feelings.
Yes.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
It was never fully explained in the comic, whether it was an ongoing thing. It seems that it was more of a one-night stand, not a relationship, though. You are correct.
But before you continue your point, let me ask you a question. Is the comic book ended, or is it continuing?
Continuing.
Still going on. They're at what?
Like 100. I think their 100th issue just came out, I think, last week or something.
Yeah, I think it's 101, because the 100th was maybe a month ago or so.
At least 101, yeah.
Yeah, but my least favorite thing of the comic definitely...
Fired!
I know, I keep cursing. Was the whole gang thing. I thought that was horrible, terrible, worst part of the show.
So, Vatos, that episode, just throw it out, you don't like it.
Yeah, it just didn't make sense. Like, these guys are trying to protect everybody, but I don't know. It didn't add anything to the story.
At the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of...
The orderly's taking over.
I was very, that was very underwhelming for me. Yeah,
and it didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, it was kind of like, here's this, see you later.
Yeah, like, if they were going to be tough guy gang, there's still no point in putting, was it T-Dog they grabbed or Glenn? I think Glenn they grabbed, right?
Yeah.
They could have grabbed T-Dog.
Yeah, I don't think it, I didn't do it for me.
Orderly.
All right, Alex.
All right, the thing mostly that I didn't like, well, there's actually two things. One was Dale's, like, weird sexual obsession with, what's her face?
Andrea.
Damn. He wanted her in the worst way.
Yeah.
And it just kind of weirded me out.
Well, you know, he's a man. He's got a penis.
Yeah, I like that.
What else was I going to say? Oh, and the fact that, like, I like T-Dog in the second season, but I didn't like that they used his character to replace the guy from the comic.
Tyrese.
Yeah.
Tyrese was actually a really cool character in the comic.
I think you just don't like his name being T-Dog.
Yeah,
you know what, Butters? I think it's because you're racist.
What?
I think it's because you're racist.
Yeah.
It's probably what it is.
Yeah. Now, my least favorite part is likely Vatos as well. That episode, it just was really, they just get back from Atlanta, it didn't click that episode to me. Now, as far as so the first season's done, obviously we're all hooked. A lot of people are hooked. It's a very successful franchise for AMC. They leave you with the cliffhanger of the CDC, move right along into that second season, the premiere, and it starts the Sophia storyline. Rather than go into your least favorite moments and everything with that,
mm-hmm.
How do people feel? How do you guys feel about, and if there's anybody listening right now, how do people feel about that Sophia storyline? Did it drag on too long, 7 episodes, or looking for a girl that's really a minor character and everything? Same way again.
I didn't care that it lasted for 7 episodes. The only reason why it bothered me at all is because I called it. When the part in, I forget what episode number it actually is, but when Glenn goes into the barn to sneak away to do a little bam-bam, I'm such a child. It's easy to get these guys laugh, that's why. And he sees the walkers in the barn. I knew that second. I'm like, she's in there. She's already in there. She's already a walker, and... just waiting for the reveal, and it was one of those moments at home. I was like, "I told you."
How about you, Omega? Did you like that? Did you care for it? Did it bother you?
I liked the storyline itself.
it kind of dragged in that middle of that first half of the season. And, you know, it was kind of relegated to this side story, but I think ultimately the payoff with the scene at the barn and just all the zombies coming out and just that shooting gallery was particularly powerful. And I think the storyline paid for itself, even though we had to, it dragged in parts, the payoff was worth it.
My only real side thing about that is I liked it showed Herschel had a human side.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think Herschel was always portrayed that way. We'll get into Herschel and his favorite characters and whatnot.
Okay.
How about you, Magoo?
I read it a lot because, I mean, as a comic reader, Sophie is still around to this issue, like to issue 101.
Son of a bitch.
Well, not a spoiler, but kind of, I guess.
Damn it.
I think
no
that's
spoilers. What's hey, everybody, Sophie is still reading. I hope you're not reading it.
Saying somebody that's not dead, I'm sorry. But I think that's great for a comic and, like, viewer of the show is you're expecting one thing to happen, but you're like, all right, there's no threat here, no threat here. Oh, my God, Sophia's dead. She's a walker. I thought it was great. And I think as, like, watching it week to week, it was a little tough to actually see. Just it got boring after a while. But watching it on Netflix or DVD or Blu-ray, it pays off, like you said earlier, just the whole thing. And I really liked what Shane did there. He took action. He just said, you know, We can't live like this. It's a new world. I like how it paid off a lot.
Your point there, where Shane took action, showing some leadership there. I think the thing about Shane, and we'll get into this a little bit later on too, but the thing about Shane is he had great ideas. It was the execution of those ideas that led him astray.
Well,
very impulsive, at least on the show.
I think he lives in the new world, the zombie apocalypse world. Everyone else is still trying to hold on to the old world. And in this type of environment, you have to adopt. You know, adapt.
Adopt.
Adopt, yeah.
You have to get there.
Yeah. Very good point. Go ahead, Alex.
Well, I mean, I definitely liked it. I mean, it did get old by, like, the fourth episode. You're like, come on, either show her that she's dead or find her alive. One of those things. Like, I kind of knew she was going to be dead when, what's his face, Daryl found the teddy bear or whatever, or the doll.
Yeah.
And it, like, as soon as you saw it, it was all, like, tore up and everything. You're like, yeah, this girl's going to be dead. But I just think, like, just the fact that, like, they were going around, like,
spoiler.
Oh, they were all arguing together. And, I mean, just whether should they keep on looking for her and risk, like, one of somebody else getting bit. And then here this entire time, she was in the barn.
Yeah.
No, like, that's the aspect I love the most about that season.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
I just think they could have ended it, I mean, 3-4 episodes sooner for that part.
It had that
same effect because you really saw it kind of get to all of them where they were just all losing hope from it.
No, I wonder if they did that because they knew that it was going to be an 8 episode, or what was it, 8 episodes
episode
kind of break?
Arc.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, you had all that other stuff that you had to build up to and get in. I mean, you just got to mix and match, and they decided to put Sophia, I think. You know, all right, episode 7, right here. That's a good
well,
idea.
I think, too, a very good point is that first half of the season, it was still Frank Darabont's game. And he has a much slower pace, of course. He's the director of Shawshank Redemption.
Green Mile.
The Mist.
So he has a very slow pace. Then Glenn Bezerra takes over, and we have zombie apocalypse, barns burning, and things of that nature. I'm not saying that Glenn Bezerra is bad or anything, but just a completely different way that he ran the show.
What I meant to say earlier was Daryl's, your cousin, Daryl Dixon?
Yeah.
his human side was coming out. Like, well, everybody else is like, why bother looking for her? And then, you know, even her mother was like, I don't look for her. He's like, are you out of your mind? That's your daughter. We'll get her. You know, that's what I like, because I hated that son of a bitch.
Yeah. They had a whole episode for that, too.
Yeah, that was a very good episode. Chupacabra was the name of that episode. And
I know the episode name.
Well, but that was a great episode because
great.
You really see Daryl's commitment to this and the fact that his brother is such a looming figure in his life. Of course, Merle.
That was another one of my favorite parts is when he hallucinates Merle is there.
Apparently, and this is a I'm not going to go into it because
spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler. I almost did. But no, I think it's Magoo. You guys were there at the Q&A where he said he's most likely coming back, right?
Oh, he said he's definitely coming back.
Yeah, he didn't say what kind of a role he was going to have, but he said you would definitely see him back on.
He's dead.
So it could be flashbacks. It could be something.
It could just be it, him coming back, like speaking to Daryl. You never know what it could be.
I disagree. Because they, I mean, this isn't a spoiler. It's just me. Like, cause I said the comic and the show have been so different, but they've been talking about this other group so heavily in the second season. He's definitely in that other group.
You think
so?
Yes, it would make sense.
I agree. Oh, yes, I agree. Now, let me ask you a question. Answer me this, yes or no. Is he dead in the book?
He's not in the book.
Yeah, they're not part of it.
Bitch!
Yeah, Merle and Daryl are not even thought of. Herschel's in there.
Damn it, Frank.
What I'm surprised at is, like, as popular as they became in the TV show, they didn't even add them into the book.
They have characters that have their same kind of traits, though, a little bit.
Eh.
I did like the guy from True Blood getting shot in 5 minutes. He deserved it. Screw that guy.
I don't watch True Blood because I have a penis.
I watch True Blood because I like watching titties.
That second season, of course, another big issue that people had was the boy. I forget his name. I know his real name. Chandler Riggs. Somebody
Carl,
help me.
Carl.
But people have an issue with Carl going out and getting into trouble.
Carl. Well, he's a child.
But do you have the same issues? I, for one, don't. Dan,
no,
go ahead.
He's a child. That's what children do.
They're curious. They throw stones at zombies. It just happens.
Yeah, I mean, when I see a dead guy walking towards me when I was a kid, I threw rocks.
How about you, Omega?
No, I get he's a child, but he's an idiot child.
Well, he is an idiot child.
I mean, he's an idiot child. It's some of the things he does, sometimes they stretch credulity.
Well, you know, his mother's an asshole.
Yeah. I mean, we're suspending belief for zombies, so
no, we're
it's
not.
Really not that far-fetched, but...
Yeah.
But it gets annoying because it seems to be the only way they get put him in these situations, and you're just like, no, Carl.
Don't go to the swamp.
No, don't go to the swamp, Carl.
I mean, the three characters you're supposed to, I guess, be closest with, I hate two of the three, Carl, Lori, and I love Rick.
No, I'm pretty sure you were supposed to be with, well, no, I guess, you're right. Magoo, go ahead.
No, thank you.
I think Carl, they're just showing his evolution, becoming a child to a man. So it's just taking a little while. Just like I said before, it's all about adapting to this world.
When I didn't like my father, I got beat.
He's annoying. Yeah, I agree with that whole thing. But I think, like, through this next season, especially, you're going to see him just grow up, kind of, and be forced to become a man and have to live with that, being a child and a man at the same time, and just making stupid decisions.
That's
when you think it's the right decision.
Make him have sex with Maggie or something.
Jerry Sandusky.
Okay, how about you, Alex?
Well, I brushed that off real quick. No, we're not doing that.
I mean, he definitely kind of got on my nerves a little bit. Like, I mean, just the fact that he egged on that zombie and brought him along, he kind of indirectly brought all those zombies
Herschel Manor.
Yeah, Herschel's house. And he kind of caused, like, that whole thing that happens towards the end of the show where everybody's just, all those zombies just invading that property.
Fair enough. Now, another thing I think is important to talk about in this show is the evolution of Andrea, going from a victim, really, to becoming this badass that we see coming up in toward the end of the season, the season two finale. So how do you feel about Andrea as a character, and do you think they're doing the right thing with her? Because obviously in the comic it's a lot different. Her evolution was a lot quicker. But for the TV show, do you think it's doing what it needs to do? Go ahead, Dan.
I hated her until the last, like, 5 minutes. I really did. I was like... Why are you riding Dale Dingleberry like that, you jerk? I mean, I was getting mad. It was one of the times, I get into movies, I get into TV shows, but I try not to scream at the screen. I was like, I wanted to throw something at her face. It pissed me off. I really don't like that woman.
Okay, how about you, Omega?
She's had a strange evolution from my perspective. I mean, you look at when you still, like you said, she's kind of started out as a victim, and then, you know, when her sister died, and then,
which was a great part.
That was a great part. I really like. That should have been part of one of my favorite parts. And she had to end up killing her sister, and doing what was necessary. And then she kind of regressed there and became a victim again. But then, you know, as you said, she's starting to become a badass. I kind of enjoyed that storyline. I like Andrea. I don't, you know, love her as a character, but I think as a side story with this woman who has really gone through a lot and really has started to adapt to the new world, I think it works.
Hmm. Okay, how about you, Magoo?
I thought she kind of got annoying after a while. Like, a lot of my friends that haven't read the book just kind of had complaints, and I was like, just give her a chance. She gets better. And I think, like you guys said earlier, towards the end of the series, series, whatever you want to say, she did get better. Like, she just kind of whined a lot and moped and just was kind of a jerk to everybody. Like, wasn't she part of the shooting of Daryl?
Yeah, she did shoot Daryl in the neck, I guess.
Yeah, so they kind of wanted you to hate her for a little bit, but I think she redeemed herself, and I think she's going to be strong in this season. So.
Pretty strong if they follow what I think they're going to do with her now. Alex.
Alex, it's not Butters, huh?
Sorry.
All right, fine. Butters. Butters, 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 Butters.
Well, if you're going to call, you better just stick to it, all right?
Butters. That's it. Fine. You're done.
And like I said, like, not to even repeat it, but like I said, like, yeah, she was annoying in the beginning. Butters. And they really did try to make it hate her, but...
Butters.
Now, of course, in the comic, because I know both of you read the comic, in the comic, Dale and Andrea did have a sexual relationship.
Yes.
And she did not give him any in the show.
Not one iota of it. So that was a big change.
She was a tease.
But then again, you never know what happened off camera. Like, what was T-Dog doing all season two, pretty much? I want to see
himself.
I want to see his spice garden. That's what I want to see. I'm sure he was somewhere on Herschel's farm. He has a great, he was growing mint. Some cinnamon, a beautiful thing. Now, the other thing...
I like that so much.
Dale, I always thought, was kind of like the moral compass of the show, in my estimation, and I think that's what they wanted you to look at him as. Now, the whole thing with Dale, I always liked the character of Dale, until the episode where he died. And it's not because he died, but that episode, he was just going to everybody... and bitching and moaning and saying, this is what we got to do. We can't kill this this hostage. We have to do the right thing. We have to make sure he's alive. We have to give him food and water. Do you agree with Dale trying to hang on to the old system of how the world worked? And how did the death affect you? Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, I do agree with him because I really, really like Dale. He was my favorite. So... I'm just going to play the old Philadelphia fan thing and just say, yes, everything he said was right.
But in that world, Dan, in that world,
let me get to my point.
But I'm just saying, in that world, opinion.
I'm getting to that.
Dean?
Done.
No, what I was going to say is...
I'm a little reckless. I'm sorry.
God damn it. Oh, God, I'm going to die. While I like what he was doing, I don't think... I think it was just part of him trying to hold on to... Listen, we have to have some semblance of order, even though the world around us is going to shit. Do I agree with what he was doing? No. Because, like, F that guy, shoot him. Plus, I hated his character in Rescue Me, so shoot that guy. I had a different perspective of Dale, because for weeks, your Facebook picture was him. And it was in that moment right before he's going to get his, spoiler alert, Dale's dead. It's right before that moment, I think, that he gets attacked.
Before his evisceration, yeah.
Yes, I had the pleasure of looking at that for months before I actually saw it happen. So it's like, why is Dale get unexpected blowjob? Is Dale getting an unexpected blowjob or something?
One or the other. Omega, how do you feel about the character of Dale?
I didn't particularly care for Dale. He wasn't my favorite character, but I think he was a necessary character. He did have to be the moral compass, as you said, and you know, he filled that role admirably for a while. The truth of the matter is, I think in that world you can't live like he wanted to. You also can't live like Shane wants to. There's some got to be some middle ground here,
which I think is
it's the point of the show.
Yeah,
and,
but that's,
and Rick should be that in theory, but.
I don't think that's where the evolution of Rick's character is going, but we'll find out, I suppose, on Sunday. Go ahead, Magoo.
Like I said, I don't agree with how the old world was run, but I think he had the perfect balance up until that last episode.
Until his death.
Yeah, until his death, which I completely hated his death because he was such a huge part of the comic. And just, I mean, I hope they at least give his, I guess, attributes to other people, or like his personality to other people, because he added so much to that series as a whole, the comic book.
I mean,
and I don't know if this is a spoiler, but when do you mind?
Yeah,
go ahead.
No.
Okay, when he goes down the comic book, it's just so much more effective because he goes through so much with all these characters, and he kind of sacrifices himself for the sake of the group. And I won't say much more than that, just because.
Well, no, we can get into it because
we can. Okay.
Yeah, because happened on the show.
Yeah, TV,
yeah, the way
yeah.
he goes out is amazing.
Yeah, so basically, he gets kidnapped by these people, and what they don't know is that he was bitten by a zombie and slowly dying, and these people are cannibals, and they're going to attack all the members of the group one by one. So when they cut him, they basically get him when he's taking a piss. Tie him up, cut off his leg, or eating his leg in front of him, and he just starts laughing because he knows now that they've eaten his bitten flesh that they're all going out too. So it's such a more heroic death. It serves more of a like a bang, especially since the character is such a huge part of the comic.
Yeah. And they could have easily saved it for like the third season, or even if for a fourth.
Yeah, and I know, like, at least in the show Lost, when somebody wanted off the show, I don't know if that's his case or not, but they gave his storyline to other people, so I'm hoping they do that with him.
Well,
with other people in the show.
Behind the scenes, Jeffrey DeMunn, the character, the actor, rather, he's following Darabont to that show that Shane is actually going to as well. So,
okay.
Yeah,
whoa,
that TNT show.
Wait, what happened?
He left to go with Darabont. He's a Darabont guy. Like, there's Heyman guys, there's Darabont guys. He's a Darabont guy. And Darabont filmed a pilot, and there you go. But the death of Dale in the show, weak, when you compare it to how he went out.
I would like you to put 100%. That picture back up for just at least a week.
And do you think Daryl is going to be the moral compass now, or what do you think?
I think Daryl has a completely different role. I think Daryl is kind of the guy that you want to be if there was a zombie apocalypse. you want to be the guy that has the crossbow. You want to be the guy that's just a badass, shoots
rides
a zombie.
Rides a motorcycle.
Yes, shoots a zombie through the eye, takes the arrow out, and he's like, shut up. You want to be that guy. You want to be the hunter.
I want to be abused by my brother.
Yeah, I want to eat squirrels.
Yeah, but you want to be that guy, I think. I think that you live vicariously through him if you can in a zombie apocalypse.
I'd rather be Michael Rooker.
I wouldn't. He's kind of a jerk.
No, Michael Rooker
kind
is
of a jerk.
Michael. No, but Michael Rooker is Michael Rooker, okay?
Would you like a chocolate-covered pretzel?
Exactly. Days of Thunder, man.
Now, we're going to break for a second, and we're going to play a very special commercial, Dan.
Oh no.
If you're bored, you need some entertainment. Well, I suggest you check out the Dream Wars Horrorcast. Isn't that right, baby?
You're gonna miss a good show tonight. That's your tough luck. I thought you kids were all about team spirit.
Not only are we gonna give you an entertaining show, but I'll tell you what I'm gonna do.
I'm going to give you, to the count of ten,
not a horror movie,
to get your ugly, yellow, no-good keister off my property before I pump your guts full of lead.
Find us on iTunes, Facebook, or Podbean at Dream Warriors Horrorcast, or on Twitter at Dream Warriors HC, or Dark Knight.
All right, so that's the Dream Warriors. Find them on Podbean. They are our special guests tonight. And just in case somebody wants to call in.
To get in the cell, call in at 718-664-9133. Again, that is 718-664-9133.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're discussing the Walking Dead. Now, anything else? What happened?
Before we move on,
go ahead.
Can we address? We would really like a new commercial.
Oh, from them?
Yes, please.
Yeah, make another MP3.
You have to ask him, because I've asked him on numerous occasions just exactly how drunk he was when he made that. Because yes, he was completely shit faced.
I know how drunk he was. You can't say the word warriors.
I was not drinking that night.
He was entirely, like, to the point where he probably couldn't see straight.
No, the only thing bad about that promo is that it's, like, 2 minutes long, which is stupid.
I cut it down. For weeks, we were making fun of the fact that when you say Dream Warriors, you're saying Warriors. So we would say things like, I keep falling down in my dreams. Should I be worried about this? We were just trying to get your reaction to that. I was in my underwear in a dream. Should I be worried?
He used to play it like six times during our show.
I put the
and
one
every
time.
Every time he would play it, I had to ask him. I remember the night that he did it, because I had gone to bed. We were at our apartment. We did just on an episode, and we were drinking during the episode, so we were doing a commentary, I think, at that point, probably doing a drunk commentary, and I went to bed, because I was gone, and then I come back up in the morning, and listen to this 2.5-3 minute long promo, and you could tell, like, right away, he's drunk, because you can't pronounce anything properly.
Dream Warriors.
Listen, I want you to go to Dream Warriors, even though
I mean, there was... But there were things that he put in there that, like, he didn't remember putting in there. So, like, when we put it in the morning, it was like he was listening to the first time.
No.
Now, if you guys want to learn how to cut a commercial, this is the way you do it. Dan, here you go.
Run outside right now and go, listen to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio! And I want you to scream the whole URL out loud and run back inside for the cops. If you're sitting at work right now, you're working the night shift, listen to this show. Punch somebody in the head and tell them to listen to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
If you have it on your iPod and you're on the bus, just punch the guy next to you.
Especially if he's a fat son of a gun trying to get on his scooter, just tell him, you better listen to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio or I'm going to pop the tires in your scooter. Tell them that.
All right, now listen, for his defense, that took him a long time to make, too, because he cut like files up and put it in between him talking and everything.
No.
So I got to give him a little bit more credit for it.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, we're way off topic. Dan, do you have anything to say about the rest of season?
That's what happens when we get on the show.
Yeah.
I know.
Do you have anything else about season two? Overall impression, if you will.
I must say, I did want to point out that we didn't touch on it, even though we said we would, you liar, about Herschel. I thought maybe, you know, he was being courteous to Carl, but that he just wanted them to leave for obvious reasons you found out later. But I really didn't like him at first, and I did really start liking him at the end. My overall impressions are...
Well, they humanized him in the episode where he was at the bar. He started
drinking.
Yeah,
I was about to say that. I didn't think to elaborate to save time. No, that episode where they go to the bar, and that whole scene between the guy from Philadelphia, which is the guy from True Blood, you know, that show where men don't watch it.
Come on.
Get my shot in. I just, I like where the show is going. I was originally watching it. I watched it within a 2-week span. I hadn't seen it. The second season was over, you had your profile picture up, and Kelly and I just busted it out. I know a guy who has it on his hard drive. And I originally was just going to watch it because she really wanted to see it, and I didn't think, I'll give it a chance. And within 3 episodes, I was hooked, and I'm really looking forward to this next season.
How about you, Omega?
Well, we didn't really talk about the fall of Shane in his descent into, I guess, outright madness.
Vagina does.
I mean, it was... I really enjoyed that arc, and when he finally got to the end, and it was just him versus Rick. I thought that was that in that field. I thought that was really
epic.
That was pretty epic, yeah. And then of course when he jumped right back up, you know, within like 5 minutes there, I thought that was cool too. You know, I really enjoyed having the longer season. You know, there were parts that dragged out a little bit, but I think there were certainly lots of good parts in there. And also, you know, with Rick seeing him slowly making the really hard choices and the brutal choices was really nice to see as well. So I'm excited for season 3 and see how much more brutal it gets.
All right, Magoo.
I loved it as a whole. I mean, like you said, the whole thing with Shane I thought was great. I sympathize with the character. I understood where he was coming from. I think my main villain of the season was Laurie, just being such a... Can I say the B word?
Yeah, go ahead.
She was a bitch the whole time. The whole towards Rick, towards everybody, she just was complaining.
She's the hope of the show.
Yeah, I didn't dig her at all. And I liked I don't know, like little things about the season, like there's a sign inside the van that says, how about a glass of Shut the Hell Up, which is from the Dawn of the Dead remake. And if you look for stuff like that in the show, it's pretty cool.
And a horror buff.
Yeah, it has
everything. No.
That's something for everybody, and just it's a good season.
How about like you? I thought you were done.
The whole thing about the one girl trying to kill herself, man. Was it Andrea that told her to do it, or one of the sisters? Remember,
one of the sisters that were like,
yeah.
Go ahead, do it.
That wanted
to
do something.
That said, here's a piece of glass, whatever, do it. I think that it might have been Andrea. I don't know.
No, I think it was Andrea.
It was Andrea. I'm sorry. I spoke out of turn again.
But, I mean, the biggest point, I don't know if you guys are going to touch on it, was Miss Schoen coming. And, I mean, you guys don't know who she is yet. The girl with the swords, with the two zombies attached to her.
Oh, yeah, the pet zombies. I'm so excited to find out.
Look, she had me a girl with sword.
Yeah.
She showed up, girl with sword. All right, I'm on.
Yeah, they're not swords. They're katana swords.
Katana swords. A katana is a type of sword, you asshole.
He got you there.
That's true.
It wouldn't have mattered. She could have come out with a claymore, a broadsword. It would have been fine.
Yeah.
I would have been in.
Big knife. I mean, could have been.
Yeah.
Bingo, man. Bingo.
Don't be surprised if her and Daryl hook up. Yeah.
Now, how about you, Alex?
I think there was a couple things that I really, really liked about this season. I mean, first off, like you said, like how, like going back to Shane, he wasn't afraid to make everybody think he was the bad guy to get done what needed to be done. And even the thing, like the way he died was a little bit different in the comic book.
Yeah, well,
like instead of
considerably different. Carl shot him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Instead of
when Rick and
Rick shooting him, it winds up being Carl because him and Rick are fighting and Carl shoots him to stop it.
And that's how you find out. I think that's the first person that turns and you find out they don't have to be bitten to be a zombie, right?
Well, there was no CDC in the...
But remember they go back to Shane's grave and they shoot him in the head because he starts rising up?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I think he's the first person that shows that.
Oh,
which is cool.
I got to read... Like, there's this... what's the word I'm looking for? The collection of the first 50?
Pendium.
Yeah, I saw that the other day in a store and saw how thick it was. I was like, never mind. But I really got
it. Like $30 on Amazon.
Yeah.
I mean, I really want
to... You would read through it in like a week.
I really want to pick it up and get the caught up.
Yeah, it's worth it, Dan.
It's worth it.
So, I lost my train of thought.
Not a condom.
No, looking forward to season 3. We, of course, have the Governor storyline that...
Governor?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that the Dream Warriors are... Yeah. And another thing, and this is definitely a spoiler, but this question is for Steve and Alex. So cover your ears if you don't want to hear it.
I'm not listening.
Do you think they're going to go as brutal as the Governor did in the comic?
I think they will. I mean, if they
I'm talking about the rape, the main thing. Do you think they're going to go that far?
I think they'll imply it. Like, they might do a cutscene where you see her face and then it cuts away, kind of thing.
Kind of, huh?
It's not going to be as graphic, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, you never know with AMC. I was going to say,
AMC got away with a lot of stuff, it seemed like.
Shooting a little girl in the head? I mean, come on.
Cutting off somebody's dick might be a little extreme for even AMC.
Yeah,
that might be a little extreme. Yeah.
I spit on your grave. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
What? That's a movie.
I spit on your grave.
It's a 1970s exploitation movie.
Somebody's wiener off.
In the bathtub.
It was a rape movie, we'll call it.
I saw a porn once where after fellatio, she bit his dick off.
Well, he called it after fellatio.
Do you guys think this isn't really a spoiler, but a character loses a major limb in the comic book. Do you think a TV series would do that, like, with having the character survive week in and week out?
I think Dean knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, but I...
Just tell me.
I'm not going to tell you this one.
It's hard to say if they'll actually go that... I think they could, and especially with the person who plays that character. I think they could pull that off.
They could pull it off easily.
Yeah, definitely, no doubt about it. Now,
how mean is this character?
It's very mean.
Son of a bitch.
Fuck.
Now, looking ahead to season 3, do you think
Captain Hook?
Do you think the prison storyline is going to play as a major part? Just everything. And this is for everybody. I mean, what are you looking forward to most as far as this third season coming up on Sunday? Go ahead, Dan.
Okay, I just want to make sure. My main thing is I want to know who the chick is with the kitana. With the kitana.
You'll find out.
And I want to know what's going on in that prison other than rape.
All right, Omega.
Well, I'll echo on Michonne. And the one thing I'm looking forward to is now that Rick has basically asserted his authority, how far will he go with that? How much of
loses a limb?
Is he really? How far down that dark path is he going to go down? So,
how about you, Magoo? As far as this third season.
Well, I think that the prison definitely needs to be two seasons because they have to show some internal conflict with the group. Where I think there should be a struggle of power, and I just think if there are inmates still in the prison, they have to kind of. I think, it definitely needs to be two seasons because they have to bond together and maybe have the eternal conflict and take care of the zombies, you know. Because the show is always about the characters first, zombies second.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I'm really, really excited about this one. This could be on a Heisenberg level if you guys watch
Breaking Bad.
Yeah. It could be, great TV just for everybody.
And Alex.
I'm also super pumped up for this season. I can't wait to see what they actually do with Michonne. And like Steve said, they really have to. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. The
Black Katanas.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Michonne.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm on board.
I want to see how badass they actually make her, and if they tell the backstories with the zombies that she's bringing with her. And
well, yeah, Playboy actually put that out,
which
is kind of weird. Yeah, her backstory. It wasn't even in the comics. Playboy did it.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's a backstory to the zombies that she has, which is
actually
pretty cool. They have
great articles in Playboy.
Yes, they do. I always read it for the articles and the joke.
First time, long time. Now, I don't know. Dean? Dean. But I'm losing it here. Now, of course.
Go on.
Yeah, the train has derailed.
I want that. What do you think about the chick with the katana?
She's pretty hot.
She's pretty hot. I wonder if she's got some nice titties under that rope.
Now, I'm looking forward to, as Omega brought up, the storyline with Rick to see how far he does go. Of course, and this is for Magoo and Alex, I want that moment this season where Rick has his epiphany. I'm not going to say much more than that, but he has the epiphany where he says something very pivotal. And I want that moment this season. I thought they were going to do it during his moment. I guess they were on the side of the road and they were regrouping.
Everybody were all zombies?
Yeah.
But I wanted that moment at the end of the second season. I hope we get it.
It didn't happen.
The third
season. Can you tell me about that after the show's over?
It's going to be so cheesy, though.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why?
Ow.
With swelling music and everything? That's what you're envisioning?
Yeah.
It could be, but I'm waiting for that moment, and I'm waiting for the return. What was the guy's name again? Going to shoot his wife?
Merle. No.
Who?
No.
Not Merle.
The guy who was going to shoot his wife.
Morgan.
Yes, I want to see the return of Morgan.
He comes back in the comics.
Morgan
so
and Dwayne.
We'll see.
I want him back. He was great on Jericho. I want to see him utilized a lot more.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they, like, the comics, they had just, like, kind of an epilogue on one of their issues where they just show, like, a piece of his story. So I wouldn't be surprised if they show that this season, then bring him back the following season.
Yeah, maybe like the webisodes that they did, of course.
Yeah,
I saw the origin of Bicycle. What do you guys think about that? Did you guys all see that? Dan, go ahead if you saw it.
What? Which one?
The webisode that... The
Bicycle Girl.
Yeah.
There's webisodes?
Yeah.
It was on AMC last year before the second season started.
Oh, no, like I said, I didn't see the show until after the second season aired because that guy with a hard drive.
Gotcha. Omega, did you see the webisodes?
You know, I think I may have seen them, but I cannot remember any of them.
AMC.
How about you guys? Did you really like those? I mean...
It was okay. It was just showing you basically what Rick missed when he was in a coma. Besides the character development, which I thought was okay... But just seeing like the whole thing. Oh, I heard there's sick people going around eating each other. You know, that kind of thing.
It wasn't like crucial.
Yeah.
Things that you had to see.
It was cool though, just for the little extra, just her family like dynamic. Like I said, zombies second, family or like relationships first.
Are these still on?
They're on YouTube if they're not on AMC.
Yeah,
they're somewhere. They are in existence, but
yeah,
there's that great invention called Google.
Yeah.
You know what? You should probably not be a comedian.
I thought that was very good. I thought that
I
learned
the sarcasm on hard sometimes. I hope I don't offend.
But
listen, are you bored? That's all I got to say.
Your final thought.
That's not my voice.
That's true. Now, your final thought. Moving forward to season 3, Dan, go ahead. Like, what do you want to see a resolution to?
I want to see a resolution. I want to see... Rick finally just, I'm end all be all, mother effers. If you don't, you know, pretty much what he did at the end of the.
You're Matt Hardy power.
I didn't get it.
Effers? Sorry. Bad joke.
Yes.
Go ahead. You're going to be the comedian, okay?
I'm Dan Law, and you're not.
Okay, come on, Dan.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about. I want to see Rick lose a limb and him say something about everybody's a zombie. Go.
I would.
Done.
Yeah, you're done. Yeah. I want to see some. I can echo what Dan said. I want to see where Rick goes. I also want to see how Herschel reacts to his new reality off the farm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's actually going to be very interesting how they do that in the series, the television series.
Real quick question, seriously, how many guys did they lose at the end of that? I couldn't really tell who they lost off the Herschel farm.
He had like 20 kids, so.
Yeah.
Well, his son, you mean the final episode, right?
All inbred.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was his son was lost in the RV, yeah, I guess.
Doing the RV, and then what's the
Otis's wife.
Otis's wife, yeah.
Oh, bummer.
There were a few, but Magoo, what are you looking forward to?
I just want to see, like, the dynamics between the characters just going into the prison, because I'm assuming that they're going to follow at least, it's not the same characters, just inmates in there, just see, like, what's going on with that. And, of course, Laurie's pregnancy. What happens with that? How do you raise a baby in this whole new world?
Oh, shit, I forgot all about that.
So
yeah, that's very true, because babies make noise, and you have to be quiet in this world.
Smother the baby.
How about you, Alex?
I'm the same way. I mean, there's so many questions. I mean, when be answered, like, with it. I mean, exactly. I mean, taking up from last year, like, so, like, the pregnancy. I mean, how unhinged do they make Rick become this season? Does he just kind of just full out lose everything? And so, I mean, like, and I want to see how dark they make this whole prison. Like, how, and I'm hoping they don't rush through it. I hope they do the justice, because there was parts from, like, the second season that I was hoping they were going to do, but they never did. So I'm hoping they don't leave out a lot of things and just kind of skip through the prison.
Yes. That
I'm
would
kind
be,
of on edge waiting.
Yeah, that would be very important. I don't think they're going to. But
Darabont's no longer attached at all, correct?
No. He's completely gone.
There was a huge part in, like, the second season where I was expecting them to go to, like, the housing development that was full of zombies.
Yeah, where they thought they were safe for a little time before Herschel's farm.
Exactly. I was hoping they were going to do that, because that was an awesome part of the comic.
And that's actually where you found out about Andrea and Dale.
Yeah.
In that part. But anyway, you guys, what's your next episode about? When can people expect to see it?
They don't know.
Probably next week, sometime next week. We're going to do a Halloween-themed show. Not exactly about the movie Halloween, but just Halloween-themed movies.
Okay.
Occasionally, we'll a lot of times we'll throw on, like, just video, like, movie commentaries, too, so...
Yeah, okay. When are we doing Star Wars, man?
Waiting on you guys, though.
I bought the Blu-ray just to do the damn thing, and then nothing ever happened.
We'll discuss this off air. coming up on Wednesday, we're going to be back. It's going to be Joe Gacy from CZW and Sideshow Pro. We're going to be talking about Sideshow Pro. They're coming back on the 20th of October down in Bridgeton, New Jersey. We're going to also be talking to Drew Blood. He wrestled tonight at CZW. Perhaps he's back on the roster. I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything. We're also going to find out what Missy Sampson's up to. Are we going to motorboat? I don't know.
I'm going to motorboat, and she lost a tooth.
She did lose a tooth, had it kicked right out of her face. But for the Dream Warriors, I loved it. I hope this is the first of many special episodes we do with you guys.
Fun.
It really was.
Our show sometime, too.
Definitely. Probably
not.
Yeah.
They live episodes.
Nah.
Do the show. Nah.
But for the Dream Warriors, and you can find them at Dream Warriors, at Dream Warriors HC on Twitter, and also Dark Deadite 313 on Twitter. You can find Omega Squad at Omega Squad. You can find Dan Law at Dan Law 83. You can find myself at Folsom County. If you happen to be in Feasterville tomorrow, I will be calling DWF. I will be their Destruction Wrestling Federation.
No weapons allowed.
No weapons allowed, that's for sure. Now, guys, it was great.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
No problem.
No, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. Long time coming for the Dream Warriors.
Dream Warriors, yeah.
All right, so everybody have a good week, and we'll be back on Wednesday doing the same thing we do.
Cheers.